Earlier this year, I took a vacation, went to Prague in the Czech Republic, and I was a student there back in the day, so I was excited to see some old friends and maybe meet some new ones. And the first thing I do when I get there is I check into Grindr, and Grindr is kind of like the gay Facebook, if you will. It's really nice. You can kind of see who's around, you know, kind of declare yourself, meet the local gay leaders. It's kind of like an embassy for us in a way. So I go on there and I'm flipping through and I meet this guy and we hit it off chatting and we meet up a few times. We hook up and he shows me the city. So it's really fun. And we're hanging out one night and he turns to me and says, "So have you ever thought of trying a threesome?" I don't do threesomes. One person is terrifying enough, but vacation me thinks it's a really good idea to do this, you know? I think I'm all, like, open because I'm in Europe and I try new things and I like to meet people or something. So I'm having, like, an eat, pray, love moment. There would be a lot of praying, but none the other two. And so I say, yeah, absolutely. And so he's flipping through his binder of men on Grindr and he finds a couple of options. And there's option one, and he looks nice. He's attractive, you know, he seems nice, the kind of person you could talk to. And then there's option two, who's, you know, he's passable. If you were really, like, in a pinch, maybe, but... So I say, all right, if it's option one, let's do it. Let's make this happen. So he arranges for this guy to come over at 11:30 p.m. the next night. Again, I don't see people past 9 p.m. Like, this is pushing it right now for me, but... vacation me thinks 11:30 is a great time to meet strangers and have them at my Airbnb. So it's getting closer and closer to the time, and I'm just getting nervous. I'm starting to clean everything in this, like, tiny little apartment, just, like, fussing around, and I'm, like, wishing I had some, like, snacks for them when they get here, you know, some, like, cheese and crackers, or, like, some of those little olives, you know, with the cheese in them or something. But I have nothing. I don't have drinks, anything for this person. So I'm feeling very unsexy. The time's getting closer and closer. And my friend says, "Oh, hey, is it cool if he brings his buddy with him?" And I'm no math expert, but three has become four. This is orgy territory. Just a scary place to be. Even for vacation me, this is pushing it to the limits. But I feel like I just can't go back at this point. So I say, why not? Have him over. So when I see a picture of the guy and he looks... You know, if you squint, he looks fine. So say, all right, bring him over. So the time arrived, my friend says, all right, they're down at the front door. So I go down and I open the door. Don't recognize either person. It takes me a second to realize that it's not option one, it's option two. The guy I didn't want, through some miscommunication, language barrier, whatever it is, option two is there. So I recover from that. And I look at his friend, and I can vaguely tell it's the same person as the picture in the photo, but that picture must have had, like, amazing lighting or one of those, like, filters that makes you look 10 years younger or something, because if he was 30, it was a hard 30. Like, he had really been through some stuff. So, I let them in the building for some reason. And as they walk by me, the smell of alcohol, like, is really, really strong. And we go into the apartment, and I'm looking at my friend, like, terrified. Like, are these the guys? He's like, I think so. And it's then I notice that they have a weird amount of luggage for, like, a meetup, like a backpack, like a big backpack. And one of those, like, rolly bags, you know, you see in the airports. I don't know. Maybe this is orgy equipment. I'm not really sure what you need for that, but... They come in, and I'm just, like, I'm so nervous. I'm scared. These people look really scary. And so, like, I busy myself with a sink, like, getting them water or something that they didn't ask for just to have something to do. And so I turn around with the water. One guy has made himself very comfortable. He's in his underwear, sitting on the bed, my Airbnb host's bed. And he's sitting there. He has his phone upside down, and there's a line of white powder going across the phone. This is beyond vacation me, anything I ever want to be around. And then his other friend, and they're speaking in Czech, like, most of the time, so I have no idea what's going on, can't read the situation except to know that I want to escape. And the other guy has, like, some kind of a glass beaker with liquid, and it has, like, tinfoil wrapped around it. This is, like, some really dark, deep stuff. And I know I've got to like stop this train because Liam Neeson is not coming to save me. Like, there's no end in sight. And so they're talking. I just try to make eye contact with my friend, and I just say the most awkward thing I can think of. I'm like, can I speak with you in the hallway for a second? He's like, oh, sure. And the guys just like stop talking and look at us. So we go out in the hallway of this apartment building, and all this word vomit just comes out like, I can't do this. This isn't me. Like, I can't be around this. Da, da, da. And my friend's like, does this cross the line for you? I was like, yeah, yep. Like, a long time ago, it crossed the line. So he says, all right, no worries. I'll go in and talk to him. And so he goes in and talks to them, and I'm like hiding, you know, up the stairwell. So he goes in and talks to them, and he comes back out. He's like, okay, they took it surprisingly well, but they want to shower before they leave. I'm like, they didn't shower before they came? I mean, I've never had an orgy before, but I think you shower before you show up at someone's house. Like, I'm not even sure these guys are gay anymore. Like, I have no idea. I just have no idea what they want out of this situation. So I say, no, no showers, like, nothing. They just need to go. So he goes back in the apartment. I hear them talking and laughing and getting their stuff, and they roll their suitcase out of the building and down the stairs. And leave. And my friend was just an absolute legend. He just like took care of the whole situation. But it was really scary. And that was, the night that Vacation Me died. So, yeah. Thanks.